Southwark News, Thursday, April the 18th, 2013. I had tea next door with Mrs. T, Maggie Thatcher, in Dulwich. Residents recall the home life of the Iron Lady. In an interview with Woman's Own in 1987, the Prime Minister declared, "It is our duty to look after ourselves and then also to look after our neighbours." And it was her neighbours in Dulwich who revealed a softer side to the Iron Lady, as she was laid to rest this week, recalling eating smoked salmon sandwiches with a leader in her luxury home. Margaret Thatcher purchased her newly built Marrett home in 1986 in the gated community in Hambledon Place, which was worth £400,000. The leafy location became a secluded haven away from the prying glare of media lenses, and the golf course which backs onto the house was a perfect playground for her husband, Dennis. With the Thatchers, along came 24-hour coppers who were positioned in her garage, protecting her from the threat of the IRA after she narrowly escaped being killed in the Brighton bombing 2 years earlier. The windows of the five-bedroom home were removed and replaced with bulletproof glass. Austrian Eleanor Gaylor turned bright red when she got a call from her new friend Mrs. Thatcher, inviting her round for sandwiches and tea. It suddenly dawned on her that the woman on the phone was not one of her girlfriends playing a prank, but the country's leader. The great-grandmother moved into her home just after the Thatchers and has lived there since. "I'm the only neighbour she invited round. She made me smoked salmon sandwiches," the 85-year-old said. "She came out, took my coat off and put it on a chair." Eric Morley, the founder of the Miss World pageant who ran for Dulwich MP in 1979, was there as well. "It just seemed so funny. She was like a normal housewife. I thought, wouldn't it be nice if people could see what she was like at home? If people could see how she made sandwiches. For us, she was so normal. The next day I put the telly on and the red carpet was out for her." We both applied to be members of the Dulwich Golf Club, and I got my pass 2 weeks before Dennis. Eleanor and her family would sometimes see Lady Thatcher fixing some food for Dennis in the early hours of the morning. He would be wearing his silk dressing gown. The Conservative leader's home was decked out in blue carpets, and she too had a blue dressing gown. And a particularly elegant antique sideboard graced the abode, Eleanor recalls. Baroness Thatcher barely spent much time at her Dulwich home, but was spotted by neighbours on one occasion walking around with her grandchildren. Dennis was often seen going in and out of the grounds in their chauffeur-driven car. Dulwich Conservative councillor Toby Eckersley paid the PM a visit in Hambledon Place with members of the local Conservative Association in the late 1980s. "I remember the kitchen floor was made of shiny cobbles, and you wobbled as you walked over it," he said. "If she had high heels on when carrying out a casserole from the oven, it would have been a disaster." It does reflect on her engagement with local supporters. She went out of her way to entertain local Conservatives. A group of protesters descended onto Dulwich when Baroness Thatcher was asked by the editor of the Dulwich Society Journal, Brian Green, to switch on the Christmas lights in Dulwich Village in November 1986. Eggs were thrown at the country's first woman Prime Minister, but hit the children in the choir instead. "She was quite unfazed by it," Mr. Green said. "We were rather upset because we thought it was a minor local effort and not an occasion for demonstrations." After serving three consecutive terms in office, Thatcher was forced to resign as the country's top lady, leaving Downing Street and Dulwich for the last time in November 1990. "I cried and sent her flowers. It was her own party backstabbing her," Eleanor said.